We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we can make sure you'll keep it running thanks to the help you get, we all get, with ASC-certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan. Happy Halloween.
Well, thank you, Denny. You too. Good morning.
How was your week or two since we've spoken last?
Well, it's been extremely busy, of course, with all the weather and all the changes, and we're all getting reminders that it's time to start thinking about winter. So people are here and taking the advice and doing just that, getting ready for winter.
Well, if you have any kind of a question, if you need to bring in your vehicle, car, truck, or van to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop for some service, and you want to know what might be ailing, give Dan a call or you can send him a text. It's the same number, 651-989-9226. But no, wait. Dan will be with us till just about 7:45 this morning when Jack Farrell comes in. So if you do have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Send it to us via phone or text. Again, 651-989-9226. A text came in early this morning, Dan, about cabin filters. Can you vacuum those, or do you always have to replace them?
Well, they're like a furnace filter, Denny, like we all have in our homes. And sure, you can vacuum them and shake them out and go through all that. But in my opinion, they're still full of disgusting microscopic stuff that I'm not interested in having in my car. So for me personally, I change my cabin filter often, and I get the very best cabin filter that I can get. And that I do the same thing with my furnace filters in my house. You know, that's the air that I breathe, and I want to do the best that I can with it. So if you want to vacuum them out, you sure can. You know, you're going to catch the big debris and keep things from getting into your blower motor, which, by the way, is an issue because, boy, every time I change a furnace or a cabin filter, Denny, that has not been done for a long time, it's full of leaves and twigs and debris and all sorts of stuff. And sometimes it's difficult to get them out of the little slot that they fit into without spilling a bunch of debris down into the blower motor. So that's one thing you have to be prepared for, is if all that debris falls down in there, you need to vacuum that out of there.
And they're not really that expensive, are they?
No, they're, well, I mean, you can get some pretty good expensive ones that have carbon, you know, filters and so forth that will take the odor out of the vehicle, which I think it's a good idea, too, but generally speaking, no, they're pretty inexpensive.
And what about changing coolant these days? We've talked about this in years past with the newer cars. How often, if any, do the manufacturers recommend changing your coolant?
Not very often anymore. That, you know, back in the day, many, many years ago, we used to do coolant flushes all the time, and now they're very rare. We change coolant when we do service on hoses or water pumps or components like that. Coolant ends up getting changed, but generally speaking, it's very rare that we flush a cooling system anymore. And there again, one thing that you need to be aware of is be certain that you put the right coolant back into the car, because the vehicle's engineered to work with that specific coolant. And yeah, you've seen my workbench, Denny. I've got 6 or 8 different colors and versions of coolant, and I use them all. And so that's important to be sure you get the right coolant back in the vehicle.
And also you have there, like the rest of your colleagues, computers that you can check. I mean, if because I've seen you do it. If you say, well, what year car is that? And it's a specific capacity for oil. You can at your fingertips, you can have all these details to make sure it's specific for that vehicle, right?
Do you know what, Denny? You can't work on a car anymore without a computer on your toolbox. You just cannot do it. There's a computer on every single toolbox in our shop, and I sometimes get frustrated because I look back in the shop and everybody's looking at their computer instead of working on a car. But, you know, the information that we get is very, very important, and so that's just the way that it goes. You can't know everything there is to know about every car, but the good news is we have the resources and the technology and the information and the subscriptions to get all of that information so that we can properly diagnose, repair your car, and know that we're using the right coolant and parts and all that sort of stuff. Yes, all of that stuff is readily available.
All right, very good. Listen, Dan, let's take a quick break, allow our listeners to join in on the conversation. Dan Burns will be with us for, just about another half hour, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, send a text if that's easier, or chat with Dan. Give us a call. 651-989-9226. That's the phone number. It's also the text number, 651-989-9226. Quick break is in order. 38 degrees now here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Halloween. And good morning. Welcome back on this Saturday morning to our Car Care Show. Danny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located on beautiful Grand Avenue, but specifically where on Grand there, Dan?
Well, I'll tell you, Danny, where it is because you need to come over this week.
I do.
Yes, you do. We are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call. Our phone number is 651-228-1316.
Excellent. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us today, which will be about 7:45. So if you want to call in your car care question, great. Send a text. That'd be good, too. 651-989-9226. All right, Dan, let's go to the phones. I think Jose is calling from St. Paul. Good morning, Jose.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I was driving my 2007 Town and Country van from work, and the engine light came on. So I stopped at one of those auto stores, and they check it out for me, and they give me 6 different codes, which 4 of them were the same code. But that's all they can tell me, you know. So how can I find out how to fix the problem, or do I have to bring it to a garage, or what's going on with it?
Yeah, I, without knowing what the codes are, I can't give you too much information about what you need to know, do about that. But did they clear the codes for you then, after they checked them?
No, they didn't. Okay. They did not, but four of them, I memorized them, you know.
What were they, do you remember?
Four of them were P0404, and one was the code number 1. So I'm like, and I believe the other one was like 31.
Yeah. Okay. Is the vehicle running okay? Is it running rough sometimes?
No, it was running fine, and the yellow light came on, you know, and I heard that the red light comes on, the engine light, is you got to stop it right away. But I drove the way to work and then to home, and it was fine. It runs fine.
Yeah. Well, we very, very commonly, and we get a vehicle that we've looked at like that, and there's a whole bunch of codes in there. We kind of make the decision we might have to start over on this because I don't know how long those codes have been in there, and I can't trust the information that I'm getting. So a very common practice for us, especially if the vehicle's running good, would be for us to clear all those codes out, to turn the check engine light off, and then drive the vehicle again and see which codes come back. Then I know I've got good information on what we're doing. And then from that code, then there's, you know, all sorts of information that you can proceed, or a road you can proceed down with a whole bunch of information that will help you diagnose it and see what's going on with the vehicle. But with a whole bunch of codes, sometimes it's a little tricky to sort all that out. So that would be my recommendation, is ask if they would please clear the codes for you, wait for the check engine light to come back on, and then see what codes are back in there. And then you know that you have good information.
All right, very good. 651-989-9226. Here's a text, sign of the times. It says this: my son's 2006 Toyota Prius catalytic converter was stolen from his car this week. In a previous show, you mentioned a protector to cover the new one so it can't be cut out again. What is that? What do you call that?
Well, it's just a catalytic converter shield, and they're available on the internet. I don't know if anybody locally manufactures them or sells them, but we've seen them and we've installed a number of them where people have ordered them over the internet and then had us install them for them. So, you know, the sad news is that happened. Depending upon the type of catalytic converter that you put back in, if it's an old Prius, we would generally not put an original equipment converter back in because they're just too expensive. Mm. So we would put an aftermarket one in. And the good news is with the aftermarket ones, they're not very interested in stealing them again, because they don't have the same scrap value that the original equipment one does.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah, that's sad.
Let's grab another call here, Dan. Paul is calling in from Balsam Lake, I believe. Paul, you're on with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Hello, Paul. Paul is back, setting his clock back 1 hour so he doesn't forget that we go back to standard time at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Hey, Denny, that's an interesting thing to bring up, is setting the clock back in your car.
Oh, yes.
Believe it or not, all day long next week, we will be customers will be pulling in and asking us to help them set their clocks back, because as you know, it can be kind of confusing and difficult. But I just would like to say that if you look in the owner's manual in the index under clock, it will tell you exactly how to do it, which is exactly what I have to do when you come to my shop. I have to look at, you know, I can't know how to do them all.
Sure.
So you just look in the index and it'll help you set your clock back.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Don't forget, we're getting rid of daylight saving time overnight tonight. So turn your clocks back 1 hour. Texter says, how about frequency for transmission flushing? Let's
you know,
deal
same
with that.
Thing. Yeah. Same thing as coolant flushing, Denny. It's kind of going by the wayside with lifetime fluids. They're synthetic fluids designed to last the lifetime of the vehicle, and quite honestly, many of the transmission fluids are now getting very, very complicated to even try and flush them. So I'm not recommending it unless the manufacturer does. And a number of the manufacturers will still recommend that you drain the transmission and refill it with fresh fluid. But as far as, you know, hooking it up to the flush machine like we used to, we're just not seeing much of that. And very rarely does the manufacturer recommend changing the filter inside the transmission. In fact, many of them, you just don't have any access to that.
Wow.
But it's surely not as common as it used to be.
Sure. Let's grab a quick call here from David, who's calling in from Shakopee this morning. David, you are on with Dan.
Yes, good morning. So I had a question about wiper blades. I was thinking about changing wiper blades and going to the winter ones. What's the difference between winter and regular winter summer blades, and can you have winter blades on all the time?
You know, you can have winter blades on the time. They're not as common as they used to be either, because many years ago, the frame of the wiper blade itself was made out of metal, and the ice and debris had a tendency to stick to that in certain conditions and get all iced up. Now, and what they would do to resolve that is cover the entire wiper blade in a rubber shield so that the it wouldn't be able to stick onto the metal. And those are certainly still available. But most wiper blades now have a plastic frame on them, and so because of that, it doesn't, the ice and debris doesn't stick to them as much. So if you still have a metal wiper blade, then you can get the ones that are covered in rubber, and you certainly can leave those on all the time. You can leave them on next summer if you want. You don't have to change them spring and fall. In fact, if you do change them spring and fall, you probably want to put new ones on. wiper blades wear out, certainly, and I think to change them once or twice a year is a good idea. To put new ones on once or twice a year is a good idea anyway.
Especially when you try to remove frost and ice with your wiper blades.
Yeah.
They wear out fast.
We say that. If you're wondering what's happening to your wiper blade, just go rub your hand over that frost when it's stuck to your windshield and see how rough it is. That's what's happening to your wiper blade. So be careful of that in the morning, not to let your wipers just run against that rough, icy surface, because it's hard on them for sure.
I don't see any ice in the forecast, Dan. We're going to take a look at that CCO forecast coming along here next. It's our Car Care Show around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour here on News Talk 830. WCCO, stay with us. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, I know our time always gets squeezed here at the end. Let's go back to the phones. Tom is calling in from Balsam Lake, I believe, this morning. Tom, you're on CCO with Dan.
Equinox L4, 100,000 mile transmission services due. Do you just drain it and fill it, or do you got to flush it, and then you got to change a filter?
Well, on that particular vehicle, that service is certainly still available and should be done. Neither answer is perfect. If you take the pan off and change just the filter, you're draining about 4 quarts of transmission fluid out of the vehicle. And in doing that, and putting a new filter in there, in that process, you're, you know, accomplishing a clean filter. If you flush the transmission only, you're changing 100% of the fluid. You get all new fluid in there, but you're not changing the filter. So in a perfect world, you would do both, but that perhaps is overkill. When it comes to which is the best solution, you know, both are good. I can't say one is better than the other. So maybe you would want to let price drive it, and if it's cheaper to do the filter and fluid than it is to flush it, then I would do that. If it's cheaper to flush it, then I probably would have that done.
All right, very good. Here's a text that says they have a 2020 Outback. Rear wiper won't stop running. The issue started the first week we owned it. Into the dealer for the third time to fix. Any advice? What do you think is going on there?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that can go on. It certainly could be in the switch. It could be in the wiper motor itself. Or it could be in the wiring that goes back to that rear hatch, where the wiper is. We see that quite often, where those wires from opening and closing the hatch, where the wires will fray and touch against each other, and that'll certainly cause electrical problems like the wiper motor not turning off. But that should be pretty easily diagnosed to see if the switch is working. Usually what you would do is access the motor, get to the wiring, see if all the signals to the wiper motor are correct, and they probably are. And if they are correct, then it's probably the wiper motor itself that has failed and will need to be replaced.
All right, I'm looking at this. So one text, you'll have to help me with this. It says, can I use balance beads and tires that have the TPS monitoring system in it. Balance beads.
I would say, yeah, balance beads. Well, what it is, Denny, is they put a weight. They put some weighted beads on the inside of the tire, and as you're rolling down the highway, it's very common in trucks. As you're rolling down the highway, those beads will go to the lightest part of the tire and balance the tire out. It's just the, I don't understand the physics of it, but that's how it works. It does work. And to put those on a vehicle with a TPMS sensor is probably not a good idea, because the sensor is in there and those beads are bouncing around in there. And there's a chance that those beads will damage the sensor that's inside there. Probably not, because as you're driving down the road, you know, the beads will all be on the outside, or, you know, being forced to the outside of the tire. But I still think that's probably not a very good idea. And actually, it's a very uncommon practice. So I think probably I would just balance the tire in the conventional fashion, and you'll be just fine.
All right, very good. Let's see, we have time for a couple of texts here. 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander. Texter says, I have had to replace headlight bulbs at least 6 times. I use gloves to replace. Dealer has no clue why.
I have no clue why either. Some vehicles, and it can be the whole line of vehicles. Some vehicles go through light bulbs like crazy, and some vehicles, like mine, I've never put a light bulb in, I don't think, any of my vehicles. And I don't know if it's the quality of the light bulb. Sometimes it's a specific light bulb that is just trouble. So what we've done is when we've had to warranty a lot of light bulbs on a particular car is to switch brands, get them from a different manufacturer, get them from a different supplier, you know, do something different. But people will always say, is there a power problem or a ground problem or something like that that's causing the light bulb to burn out? And the answer is no, it's not. I mean, there's battery voltage going to the light bulb, and there's ground applied to the light bulb. And if the light bulb works, you have both. And, you know, there's just no source of power that would cause the light, you know, unless an alternator is failing or something like that. But there's just no source of power that would cause the light to fail. So my answer is they're just a poor quality bulb, and sometimes that's the way the bulb is made, and there's nothing you can do about it. But we see that, where light bulbs have to be changed frequently.
Isn't that something? All right. Here's the text that says, does your shop have the capability of reprogramming the rear camera on a 2011 Ford Explorer?
We do have that capability, and boy, Denny, how things have changed over the years. Can you imagine that? We now have to program computers, and quite honestly, on some vehicles, as crazy as the sound, if you put a water pump in a vehicle, the water pump has to be programmed to the vehicle, and things like that. The thermostats have to be programmed to the vehicle. So the world has sure changed from... It's just not nuts and bolts anymore, Denny. It's gotten complicated.
even a thermostat you have to take care of like that. Wow, I had no idea.
Well, not commonly, but on a particular model, yes. There's you have to reprogram the car after the thermostat's been put in. You have to reprogram some vehicles after you change the battery. So, a whole bunch of things like that have gotten very common.
Very high tech. All right, let's see if we can do this in 20 seconds. Hello, Dan. I have a 94 Buick LeSabre that very randomly stalls while driving at highway speeds. It won't start again for 30 to 40 minutes and then runs fine for several weeks. What do you suggest this person do?
Those are frustrating deals that we have to deal with. But you're going to have to get somebody to catch it in the failed state and see if you're lacking spark or lacking fuel or what ingredient is missing. And then when you figure that out, then they'll probably know exactly what it is. But the trick is to get it to act up when I'm actually touching it so that I can help you with it.
And help you can, because you guys are open today. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
I will do that very thing because I guess I have to see you guys next week, huh?
I'm looking forward to that, Denny. That'll be great.
Good deal.
Pick one of these nice warm days so you can go for a walk.
Like midday. All right. Good deal. We'll talk. I'll send you a little message. Thanks, Dan.
All right. You bet.
See you next week. Bye. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.